Acknowledgement of country. We acknowledge and pay our respects to the Tasmanian Aboriginal community as the traditional and original owners and continuing custodians of this land on which we gather today, and acknowledge elders past, present and emerging. Do we have any declarations of continuing interest? Councillor Gumina.
Consent.
No others? Okay, confirmation of the minutes of the last meeting on the 20th of July. Councillor Goss, you have a seconder? Councillor Calvert, all those in favour? Against? Carried. Confirmation of the minutes of committees, the Evandale, Ross and Longford committees. Councillor Lambert? Councillor Adams, all those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried. Recommendation for any questions? Recommendations of subcommittees, there are none.
No.
The date of the next council meeting will be the 21st of September. Information items. Any questions? Councillor
Gumina. Just in your correspondence, just wouldn't mind a bit of detail in relation to your meeting with Rebecca White, Lions Liberal member at Ross. I don't know who they were and what. The meeting with the Flinders Island mayor, is there a takeover there? And then the meeting with John Tucker, just a little bit of information on those. Four, if I could.
With Rebecca White, it was an update on the pursuing and the project we're pursuing and the Yes, and the Ross Liberal, it was a membership meeting down there, and they apparently invite the local mayor to their membership meetings just to give an overview of the projects. And I've got some very good feedback on how impressed they were with what we're doing. So that was good. What was the other one?
Flinders Island Mayor and the John Tucker.
Yes, Flinders Island Mayor. I felt the need to give her some support around some issues that they had around NTDC, and I just wanted to let her know that, you know, we've all got the same issues. Limited funds, and just to know that she had our support. And John Tucker, that was, again, was an update.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that.
I can go back on my notes. I take notes of all my meetings and let you know what was discussed.
Just on that one meeting, there were updates on what we were doing. Rebecca White, just if councillors had anything brought up, I would have thought it would be helpful. Yeah. Maybe a note was just sent out to us. Okay. So don't have to answer, but if I'm not looking at everyone, like the Mayor of Flinders Island, I don't care about that. If it was Rebecca White or senior Liberals, well then I think it's fair that we maybe just get a quick note to say that the meeting with, is there any items you'd like to put on the discussion?
Good. Okay.
194/20, which is about the tree. I note that informal responses come from the Department of State Growth outlining the risk of having it up. So what's happening with that? Where's that at?
Well, I'll pass that on to our works manager. Actually, he's getting some quotes for painting.
The original thing?
Yeah.
Okay, the painting the tree?
Yeah.
Sorry, yeah. Okay. Painting the trees, we've gone back and asked Piper Crane. They've actually offered to place a crane there and two of their men. Place a crane operator for $200 an hour to cover their men's labour and their super. I also paint the tree. I put a rigger and a person in the crane box to paint it. I haven't got any writing, so I've gone no further, but Vex might have 10 have offered 100 leaves of paint for nothing. Yeah. And if we need any more than that, originally said 150. If we need 50 leaves, will be at cost price. Yeah. So and the state still haven't come back to us.
Right. So we're not talking about $1,000
or something? Yeah, we're probably talking about $2,000. I think one of our staff members on the ground has said, people want to walk up and see something happen, just to be a spotter. And State Growth said yes to it, but they won't know how I'm going to do it. So we'll still hope to come to the end of Drummond Street, drive the crane up there and paint it.
We'll get a bit further as well, I suppose.
And once I get in writing from Mitre 10, Piper's Cranes, if you anyone know Piper's, the word. So
we'll bring it back to the next workshop.
Just on that, I'd like just to see some notes on the suitability of it. I mean, what if people do want to stop on that road where there's nowhere to stop and have their photo taken with the tree. What if someone's on there, it's a dead tree and they can fall down like that? So what is the responsibility of that? It's on state broke land, or is it on our land? Whose land is it? I'd like a little bit around that safety aspect and all those sort of things. And it's one of those sort of things that also, you at the same time, you line up, you go underneath that underpass. So from a state road, get all particular about signs and things like that, because they reckon it can make people lose concentration where they're going. So I'd like a few notes on that.
That's an issue with lighting, but I understand they don't have an issue with painting.
But there's nowhere to stop.
No,
except if you're Chinese, you just park in the middle of the road.
No, that's not stopping.
You know?
That's true, Roger.
That's really no different to the signs up in the paddock.
No, people can stop there and jump over the fence.
Do we have to have a planning permit to do the...
We will look at all that,
yes.
This came up, issue I started to look at the spiky bridge coming out of Longstone. Just in our municipality or just in our municipality, there is an actual solar light set up on that, so that would be the way to explore those, we imagine, if we were going to do that.
State Road come back to us and didn't want to lit up at all. They didn't want to have it lit up. Yeah. We're not allowed to have any signage there, so really it's just a conversation until you see a blue tree and hopefully people start asking the question what it's about. We can still put it on our website, we put it on our Facebook page, and State Road will do the same. It's really about getting people to talk.
Have they done anything about our tree down here that we put the lights on?
Yes, that's on Facebook. Different colours.
Did State Grove say it's close to our road?
Oh, no. It's close to their road. Councillor Vinnan and Councillor Manager.
Acting General Manager, we've got a report in here or any information on the equestrian centre, and any thoughts on that to inform councillors what's going on there?
No, but we do have a meeting with the General Manager of the Chase Racing. I think it's on the 6th of September, early September anyway. So we're able to get a meeting with him, and hopefully we can get full support from there.
Do you want me to give a report? Are you going to give councillors a quick report on the meeting, etc.?
Oh, yeah, no, you can do that. Yeah,
you can. So there was talk about a magic millions being kicked out of Foster Street, or whether youth has taken over the car park and removing some sheds or whatever from that site. I contacted Bart McCulloch, who's one of the committee of TASC breeders, and he's now looking for a new site for the magic millions to be held on. So we had a meeting with Dick and Bart and Marie to look at that site in Wellington Street, about 15 acres,
top end,
of the race course. So to do it, we need permission from the race course. We've talked to them before about it, and they've fobbed us off. So basically what could happen, possibly, the shed from out there could be removed and moved up there, which would give you an indoor arena. And stables built, just a shed, but the Magic Million, or breeders, own 160 horse stalls that would be permanently put up all the time, and for 10 days of the year they would occupy for the Magic Millions, which is $3-4 million into town. But throughout the year, the aquarium, that too, the arena could be used by different horse people, cow people, sheep people, etc. for whatever they do there.
Sales,
whatever. They have a large car park there where horse people park their vehicles and horse boxes, and the trail we've talked about that could go from Longford, top end of Longford to Cressy, could be started there and finished there. So it could take horses into Cressy and a round trip back to there. And I think also, horse people tend to spend a lot of money, waste a lot of money, and so there's an opportunity to grow that industry here. We've already got the horse fair, the race course. You could have horse equipment, chaff sales, things like that in the town. So that's a good thing that we've got that meeting on the 6th, and hopefully If that doesn't happen, there are other sites at the top of Longford that we could possibly do the same thing at, but the one next to the racecourse makes the most sense.
So our first point of call is to talk to the owner of the land and see what reaction we get there, and then we've got
Oh, sorry, and the Magic Million people want something close to the airport, something they can set up permanently all the time. So at the moment they've got a dismantled 80 horse stalls, which takes them about a week or more, you probably know more than me, and then they've got to assemble them again so they can leave them in situ so that other horse things, alternatives could use them. And I think from ticking all the boxes, we tick all the boxes except for that ticking that land.
Okay, Councillor Lennon.
Just want to get an update on the dual naming of Macquarie River. That's been on the books since October last year. I've had a few people asking me about the progress of that.
We've got the application form now. Track that down and what we have to do, the process. We're now just waiting for some supporting information that has to go with the application from the people at Ross, and then it can be put in. So we're getting very close now.
What sort of time frame are we looking at there? Have a few different groups to...
Yeah, once we get the supporting information, we can put it in within the day. It's all ready to go, apart from that supporting information that we have to get from Ross. And then I don't know how long their application process goes.
Right.
I think it was a long time.
I believe they review in March.
March.
It's got to be in September and they review in March.
Okay. 6 months then.
Mm-hmm. So the community consultation as far as that's been done.
Yeah, I realised that. But I mean, as it goes any further, this is the way this has worked here, and has been for the last few meetings.
Don't think that process needed to go through. The next part of it is to go through the application.
Councillor Boss.
I understand.
Councillor Lennon, just about the board's meetings. The land you're talking about is on the current racetrack land, is that
part of that square, it's a corner because of the racetrack at the end of Wellington Street, just before the entrance to Brigadier. That's a desirable spot, but there is also two other large parcels of land owned by, one by council, I think, isn't it? And we don't know the statements and something like that owns the other one. It could be used.
There is another one that's potential as well.
But the Wellington Street one would tidy that end up and make it a good
thing.
It's
tied up anyway. Yeah.
Thank you. And that's owned by, there's two titles, I think, but that's basically, the racecourse ownership, which is, comes back to state government, basically, would be that. And just what Councillor Bellinger mentioned, when we're trying to add the trial process, a few watercrofts and hard services where you can park, the floats and whatever will work when there isn't any Magic Millions. There's a car park and there's a water trough, so people can unload horses, get on them and ride up through those areas. So there's a lot of pluses that we can develop here. And then the soft economy approach that Ian was talking about is also an opportunity. Pressy shaft cutters, blue peas, green peas.
I just have two other things, if that's okay. I just wanted to see if there was any updates regarding the beautification of the roads, the Bradoran Road round back to the roundabout, because I know that they've been out with plans talking to people who live along that road and businesses along that road. My understanding was that they were talking about putting a plan up at the information centre. I just want to know whether that's actually happened and whether council's been approached because they were discussing DAs coming in September or October. So can I get an update to where that is at? That's my first thing.
Yep. So that is with State Roads and that's the piece behind Old Bridge Road, is it?
That's the duplication of the highway, so you come off the heading towards the airport, so that duplication of that road there.
Oh, right. Where they're going to double it?
Yes. People, like all of the people along there have been spoken to. They've seen a plan, the preferred plan. Laura's been involved, all the businesses along there have been spoken to and shown a plan. My understanding was that there was going to be some kind of, it was going to be put up somewhere for people to actually see the view. But, so is council aware of that? Certainly maybe it hasn't got to that point.
No, I don't think it's got, it has to come back to us. Certainly hasn't come back to us in the last fortnight anyway, so. But I'll follow it up.
We just spoke right here. If we're not really out there in that community, what's going on?
Well, they usually provide us plans here at the council chambers when they're ready. They certainly did the first bypass. So.
Yeah. I've seen them. I imagine the constituents who have some support when they came to visit. So I've seen it and I thought it might have been here by now.
No, have a say.
You know, that'd be great to follow up on that because it's out there. And the other thing that I just wanted to comment on was the Camden Mine Purpose Complex, the little letter that was reported from here from the tennis club, thanking the Northern Mounds Council for their support. I thought that was excellent to get some positive feedback from people. It sounds like they've got an increased membership happening, the tennis is exploding there, and I'm very excited about kids playing there. So it sounds like it's been a really big success and growing every day, so I think that's fantastic that they've taken the time to write to council and thank them for the, you know, the development and how things are going down there. So it's not really a good story.
Much shade there for the trees.
In the budget this year we have got a shelter. That is part of that grant, original grant we got, that we had to have a shelter there. There is the Campbelltown Tennis Club have also come back to us asking for a letter of support because they want to now put in for a hit up wall for the years. So they gave us a good letter and then asked for support.
The mayor they've been
very experienced. On that back to the question thing, one thing that surprised Chancellor Pollock didn't pull me up, the cost of it will be less than $1 million, but contributions could be expected from Magic Millions, the state government, because they need to go somewhere else, and also maybe even the lawn system can contribute some towards it. So I think it's not going to be a huge cost to do something like that. Secondly, I'd like to take that thing out of Chancellor Pollock, that entry of McKinnon's, I wouldn't mind that just checked out, because you are on a fast corner, it's 110 kilometres an hour there, it was built as a fast road, which is fine, but you virtually, to me, you can't build around that corner, and the road's on there.
That would have been ruined to have put a slip road off.
Yeah, with that, all the way down.
You know, there, even if they had to come out and obviously head that way and go around, turn around and come back.
Yeah,
but that's the room for ship loading.
It doesn't look right.
No, we'll check, and obviously we know that they've got 68 million or something for improvements at Illawarra Road, so it could be part of that as the second stage.
That probably the best road system in the state.
just for information, I was lobbying along coming there when I was in other roles, and I know other MPs have been as well, that Mountford would like to have an underpass under the highway to go from the workshop to the end point. Would be the, and that when you do a new road, those things cost pretty small amounts if you plan to put it into the planning. But
at peak season, there's a lot of people coming in. I can understand why they want to move where it is now, but it's made it worse where they're going to, in my view. And they have got the underpass, of course. They own the land right down, and they can go under the bridge where it is on the bottom, closer to the river, that they can go. But they really, I don't know what they're going to do with it, but you've also got merging traffic coming from Hobart. You've got emerging traffic coming in to join just there, coming from Launceston. Then you've got another offshoot leaving to go out to Bettina Road. And then you've got, it's really quite a
shut off Bettina Road.
And we also need to note that we've accepted a petition around regarding the trees down from here to Smith Street.
To a Red Boulevard, of course. It's just the place to live, you know.
Okay, would somebody like to move that we accept the information from Councillor Goss? Councillor Evans. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried. Okay, Gov 7, Northern Council logo usage policy.
Yes, so that's basically just rewriting the policy to come in line with our style guide. Obviously people that are using the logo need to apply, and we need to give approval so that it's not just popping up everywhere and anywhere. I don't think there's anything really to be aware of, other than it's just the provisions of when and where you can use it.
I'm only going to add that when you apply for the funding grants, the community grants for events grants, it says there's a hang of my council, that sort of stuff that I think you put in there, and you know, I know when Michael and Natalie put the logo on their web page and kind of stuff, they probably do something in there and that little bit to say that logos can be accessed from the council or something, because I know that I didn't get any access to the council logo. I just downloaded one on the internet somewhere, so it probably needs to make a little note in that application that they are available from the council.
We keep control. Anybody that uses the logo has to get permission from the council.
Yeah, this is part of this policy. They have put out a simple form to say to ask permission, and we'll say yes, of course, and provide them with a JPEG logo with the right colours. And
so that brings us on that process for a week for the grants, so that it's all in one place. Thank you.
Okay, someone want to move that recommendation? Councillor Calvert, Councillor Goss, all those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried. Gov 8, Tas Water Operations Inquiry.
Yes, well, Council will note that we've had correspondence from the LGAT advising us about the Legislative Council establishing a select committee to make an inquiry into Tas Water. That one of those points of inquiry was the effect of Tas Water dividend policy on local government revenue. And so we were asked to give feedback. Done a little bit of a background paper for you and some draft points in the officer's comments of what we can provide to LGAT to put in their submission to the select committee, and we're just looking for any other suggestions that what we need to ask for.
Do you want to move to discuss?
I'll move to discuss.
Seconder?
I've got a 15-page long-winded letter in relation to why they're not paying council dividends. But when I looked at, they talked about why, they really didn't spell out why. And all they did was put down if our income this year reduces because of hardship or whatever else, then in about four different equations, the amounts between about $11 and $14 million. Yet I thought the last dividends they paid was something like $27 million. I might be wrong there. I'm just
20.
Sorry.
20.
It was 20.
Yeah.
Well, even so, with those four different examples there, I couldn't see why some dividends still couldn't be paid, whether it's 30 or 40% of the current dividend, not just wipe it out completely. So I'd like a little bit more detail around that, because as I said, did you read that report? That guy, I mean, he just walked on about absolutely nothing. And I thought I was going to come to a conclusion, and come to a dead end. So I'd like a bit more information in one pager, just telling us, you know, what happened, how much they're down, and why we're suffering the full dividend loss.
At the meeting, they actually suggested to pay dividends, they would actually have to get loans to actually pay the dividends, which seemed a bit ridiculous.
Well, they said they've got a loan there for $760 million from...
That's for projects, not to pay dividends. The effect.
And it's all based on forecasts at this stage anyway.
Yeah.
But the thing is, in their letter of expectation, there's three things that they had to meet. One was pay dividends to the council.
Yep.
One was do the capital works over the 10 years, their plan, and I forget what the other one was. But because they've got a little out there because of an adverse development that they have no control on, they've got out of there by saying that, well, they don't really have to pay dividends. So.
I appreciate that, but if their income's down by 10 million, that doesn't mean they can squib on 20 million. That's my point.
Yeah.
And that is not spelled out in the letter. So I would like more information on why.
And we've also got a request, the owner's rep's got a request, could they delay their reporting to the end of December? Well, I'm hoping we said no. And they wanted to delay their AGM, but that was neither here nor there. That's in September, so that was.
So these bond to.
These are suggested points, but I can add any more if
you can. So you're happy to add that one of mine, more information around that, please?
Yeah, I think we should ask.
One of them was more engagement.
Not sure if this is a quick fact in itself, but consistently you got hit from that community is the cost of the water bills, and whether that's something you can raise in this thing if they want some suggestions, but the cost, people consistently saying now that their water rates, Tas water bills, more than their council rates, and consistently more than that, and I think probably the people that have been telling me they're starting to feel the pinch, and they just can't believe the water rates what they are. And when Tas Water took it over, they thought, you know, the water company took them over, they didn't realise that they'd be getting to a stage when they can't afford to buy the water.
Yeah,
just on the right road, I reckon water rates are going past the other, and it'll be interesting to do financial analysis of that as compared to our rates, our land rates, as to what in comparison to our water
benchmark
over the last sort of say 5 years or something like that. Because I reckon you're spot on. They've got a lot higher rate increase than what.
You are spot on because their rates were to be everybody across the board paying the same. So those that were paying lower are now paying a lot more.
Yeah.
Some have gone down.
That's right. Yeah. Well, there must be a point when that was all going to be levelled out. I remember that was one of the
if you really look at it, people pay more for their water than they were for their rates in the water before they came into existence. I mean, should make Michael Eade, the startup, will have a problem there. But they did say, and you go to them and tell them that, they'll say that the council's left the infrastructure in poor condition, and we've got to spend hundreds of millions of dollars bringing it up to scratch. And there was places like Sorrel, etc., Sorrel or
Southern Beaches. It's
Southern Beaches down there. Yeah, what's it called? Yeah, you're
Southern
right.
Beaches.
Southern Beaches. They had that much money there, or they wouldn't exist until now. So
that argument warranted when they first started.
Yeah, but it was there over a lot of years. Okay. They could have done it quick if they charged more.
Well, I think those arguments are somewhat sound because there was some infrastructure, and some councils have kept their rates down and didn't do the water infrastructure, which had an effect then, I can assure you, looking at it from a state perspective, on growth. And when an area and a region got an opportunity to grow, and I remember the East Coast and the old, obviously the Melbourne Green Bay Council, trying to sort the water out over there, those issues became real issues for growth and regional activity within Tasmania. But I think the issues, there's also other issues like 400 million for sorting out monsters. And I know we're talking about the Tainer Estuary and all those things, but there's still some major issues there that need to be dealt with. And we're paying, Tas Water's taking our dividend to help sort that out. Now, you know, the Brisbane Street Barons didn't sort out those things a long time ago. And Hobart also had some pretty serious issues. Now, those two cities, if you take some of the costs, they're really big items. Maybe 800 million that Tazewater has to deal with. So I think we might need to look at it in another perspective, and we're not doing that.
The thing with the southern beaches is horrendous because there's no use of the water as the sewage. And they allowed that to go on for years and years and years, approving right down through the Primrose Sands, all that area.
Brown stains on the beaches, Michael.
Yes, certainly. The situation there is terrible. So that is tens and tens and tens of millions of dollars that need to be found. That's just the one area. So I suppose somebody's going to pay, and ultimately the rest of the state's going to have to pay.
And they actually have achieved quite a lot. There's no boiler water alert to them.
No, they've done a lot.
And Pioneer is the only town now where they've provided the tanks, and that's not working, so they're going to have to put a system in. So they're achieving quite a bit, and I do agree with their assumption, or their summation, that the having another inquiry is almost a stress that they don't actually need, because they already provide all the reports every single year. They've got all these, every single detail is recorded, so they'll have to repeat all that in another inquiry, so that does seem to be the council boss.
I'm happy to move the motion on there. Does that include Councillor Lynn's point of what we brought up? And also maybe your company about the just performing the cost on the community. I think we need to let them know that. If we don't tell them, then a great part of the settlement, I think we need to tell them that they're
going to need to pay.
Yeah.
And they can take their boat prices, but everybody else does. What about the boat?
Just don't pay the state dividend, so I don't get too much criticism.
Yes. Okay, I'll put that recommendation on the paper. It was Councillor Boss, Councillor Polly. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried. CND 1.
I've moved the report being discussed.
And seconder? Councillor Adams.
I move the report being noted.
No. Right. Councillor Adams as well. I'll put that recommendation, all those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried. 4.1, monthly financial statement.
Yeah, just as the report is read, we only, because it's the first month of the year, we unfortunately didn't get all of the works listed for this month to circulate, but it was certainly circulated for the end of August.
That's what it is.
A couple of questions.
Do you want to move to discuss?
Oh, yeah.
I'll second.
Councillor Dewey, all those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried. Councillor Davis.
A couple of questions on the charts on the second page. That was page 39. We've got deposits in unrated institutions.
Yes, that'd be MyState and VNAM.
They are unrated. So can we adjust that, because they are right, would they do it?
I'll check that.
Yeah, they are.
Oh, actually, no, the unrated, nothing in that pie chart. We've got the red, we've got the green.
Well, then you need to change the colours, because the purple, to me...
Oh, no, sorry, yeah, okay, could be.
There's something very odd in that.
I'll check that for you.
And then in the graph next to it, we've got an awful lot of money in Westpac. Are they doing this? Special deal?
Yes, well, we've got our $5.5 million in there for our long term, which we're getting about 3.7%.
And that's presumably competitive?
Yes, well, that was the 5-year term. Good budget.
That would get up and
see
the money. No, so that was a good investment, and they have actually been beating the Commonwealth of late with term deposits as well.
And then I have one more question, which is over on page 41, and it might be that I've missed something. I can't work out what the headers are on that top bit around employee costs. Can you show me what two columns are? Actual variance, is it? Or because it doesn't seem to make sense.
On page 41?
41, the very top of the page. You've got employee costs and net revenue.
Yes, no.
I've lost the headers and I can't work out what that means.
We shouldn't do that.
Yeah, they don't match up.
Okay, so that is actually, if you look on the page before, you've got actual target, actual variance trend. It's just that that's sort of left over to the next page. So it's the same as what's on page 40.
Under
financial health indicators. Unfortunately, this month it's just left over. So that the headings are target, actual variance, and trend.
So is it actual and variance, those two columns?
Yes.
So the employee costs were actual of 46.14 against a variance. So the variance is against what? Oh, sorry, I'm just not clear on what I'm seeing.
Okay. How about we
review
that?
Yeah. I just couldn't make head or tail of it. Happy to move the reports to be received. If anybody has no other questions.
Yeah, I'll second that.
Polly seconding. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried. Port 2, the new road name. Zircon on Perth.
Happy to move the amendment. The recommendation.
And Council Lambert seconding. No discussion?
I think the policy of using traditional family names and some of the old historical names of the region, which we did with Egerty Road, I think, didn't we?
Egerty
areas, I think it would be a good policy. Someone you raised that's the old mill guy. He's buried at Perth. But we don't seem to. Do we have a recommendation or something we can send to developers to say we would like to try to promote this concept?
We do, like we did for the one in Clarence Street, because they didn't have But where this one, he was going with his theme of gem stones in the court. So the only thing is that he did call this one place instead of court, but that name is not sure.
Is that Darrell?
Councillor Downes.
Oh, that was what I was about to say. I was the one that looked at traditional names in the last one. But in this one, it fits with the ones that are around it.
Advice there about the others are called court, is that right? So you're saying
most of them in that area are called courts, but
this one's
not sure
place.
That makes any difference.
But so should we try and get them to call it court? So it's just Topaz Court the same, and it's
place court.
Is there a definition of place?
I reckon in the Meerkatcher Court will have a definition.
Yeah. It's food, the thing, this recommendation is food, isn't it?
Okay, I'll put that back recommendation. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried. Works 1, the policy review of the private works and driveway entrances.
I'll
Be discussed.
Yes, okay. A second?
I'll second.
Councillor Gimenez, all those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried.
Thank you. Just updating it. With the new works to do in the area, to make sure the driveways come to concrete standard. But in the heritage area, also still see that there can be asphalt, if that's on the aerial ironstone, you know, it's getting hard to find. Where there's a two driveways in a reconstructed road, council pay for one. The second one from the property owner bring up the same standard as the first one. So it was just outlining all that. Now, last reconstruction of Payne Street, property owner had two. We did end up putting two in, but really we should pay for the other one, bring up a better standard. The first two driveways were both asphalt, so we bought one up to concrete, and then we had to bring our second one up. So just bring it into line.
So what happens retrospectively, you've got one major driveway into a place, full concrete and all stuff like that, and then they've got a
you know, might have a wider block, they put their own thing there that just then becomes a driveway without all the necessary crossovers and things like that. Do we do anything with them at all, or just let it be?
If they get
developed,
like put a house on you, mate, or
do you... Yeah, some of them take long for this number with a major driveway. They might have a small block next door. They kind of, you know, start on their own in there type thing.
We can go through them and ask them to bring it up to a standard.
Okay.
In some places we have done before.
Right.
Horn Street many years ago, we had a few people come against and say no, they wouldn't let us do it, so they'd actually never got the first driveway either. You go up to Horn Street and see some driveways that they're both people. Because they wouldn't bring their second one up to standard, council wouldn't put the first one. So these places where you come along and they'll bring it up, Ron from they still want 50% for the second drive, policy says no.
Yes, sir. I mean, we're going to say there, but it's different from this sort of thing.
Councillor Goss.
So this says that we're going to have every driveway we put in, we pay for them going in. But one's worth a lot more than another. We just square that off, that's what we're saying. So, I mean, a high block or a low block.
If we're reconstructing the area, whatever comes to, we'll put a concrete driveway to the boundary. But we might end up having to do some work in the blended in on their property. If it's concrete with concrete, it's actually relational back to it. And yes, some do get a bonus, but normally we have a 3.6 metre drive. Any wider than that, they contribute that money.
Okay,
thanks.
Okay, I'll put that recommendation. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried. No public questions, no comments, no planning items, so we'll withdraw. We have five.
I move you into
closing. So the council body is moved to go to the enclosed meeting and seconding. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried.